Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull leaves for China this week to head Australia's largest ever trade mission. The delegation, numbering more than 1,000 people, will seek new trade deals between the two nations. It comes amid reports Australia continues to be the second most popular global destination for Chinese investment. New figures show Chinese investment in Australia is up 60%, the highest it has ever been since the mining boom of 2008. A joint report by KPMG and the University of Sydney has found in the last 10 years, Chinese investment in Australia has been second only to Chinese investment in the US. University of Sydney Chinese Businesses and Management Professor Hans Hendricks says such a high level of Chinese investment in Australia is surprising.
Australia is punching much above its weight when you look at the size of the economy, and Australia being the second largest, larger than Canada or any of the other investment destination.
The report shows Chinese investors, originally attracted by the mining boom, are expanding to wider markets. KPMG China Practice Director Helen Z. Dent says while investment in commercial real estate continues to dominate, Chinese investment is becoming more diverse. She says Chinese investors are now expanding to new areas such as renewable energy and healthcare.
So for Chinese investment into Australia, it's no longer about mining, and this is about commercial real estate, about healthcare, about infrastructure, about renewable energies and energy sector, and about agriculture. That's a much more healthy trend we are seeing.
New South Wales attracts almost half of all Chinese investment in Australia, but Ms. Z. Dent says most states are starting to benefit from the Chinese investment.
South Australia, Melbourne, even Queensland and WA are offering unique opportunities and infrastructure. We saw the first major infrastructure investor into Northern Territory, into the Port of Darwin. That's the first one we see. So I definitely will see other states benefiting from Chinese investments as well. New South Wales is just a starting point.
Black Diamonds Chief Executive Monica Tu specializes in luxury properties, development sites, and commercial properties. She says she is not surprised Australia is such a popular destination for Chinese investment.
Australia's hot destination has never shocked me. So I have been here for 28 years, and again, the business has been very, very successful. You know, so again, we're specialized in luxury properties. We see how many people want to live here. So that's a major factor.
Ms. Tu says Australia is a safe destination for buyers seeking a solid return on investment.
Interest rate is really low, the policies is fantastic, so and the distance is really close. And again, you know, one of the major, you know, advantage in Australia is like, so the community is very supporting.